go ahead and get right into talk of wrestling. They are off to a good start here with a dual win at Gillen to begin the season last Friday, and then the wrestlers of Varsity Boys, they finished second at a pretty tough Hoxie tournament to begin the season. They'll be down at Ulysses over the weekend. Here we're talking with a couple of the wrestlers that made their way to Hoxie on Saturday, and senior Cale Wheeler. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, Adam. How are you doing?
Doing good, thank you. And you were at 182, I believe, the other night, right?
Yep.
Or last week, or not the other night. But it ended up being a good day for you there at Hoxie, and started off, of course, a good one on Friday night. But, yeah, you had a pretty good day, and got a big win there in the finals to win the tournament. Kind of go through that tournament performance last weekend.
Yeah, I got fortunate enough to get stuck in another six-man round robin like I'd had about five of them last year. So, I mean, it's tough wrestling that many matches throughout the day, but it's good to get some mat time in and, you know, not just have two matches a day. But, oh, most of my wins, three of them were pretty quick. I guess four of them were pretty quick. But two of them were pretty big wins. The Hoxie kid. We'll see him. We'll see Hoxie probably two more times this year. So that was a big win against him. And then the Colby kid, I kind of had a little bit of a vengeance from last year against Colby. So that was a big win too, especially against a ranked wrestler, and never wrestled him and made quick work out of that. But felt really confident just all around on the mat, and it just felt good.
Yeah, you faced that different kid from Colby a year ago quite a few times there down the stretch there in February. And you came in at preseason, the very first ranking came out, and you were involved in that. Then all of a sudden you were off. Was that a little bit maybe, not hostility, but maybe a little fire there to prove that you should be ranked?
Well, I was honestly surprised I was ranked at all, especially because I've never wrestled. I mean, I don't know if there's anyone at 182 that I've really ever wrestled in high school. But seeing that I was ranked honestly surprised me. But them taking me off that, you know, I kind of had to earn my spot there. But
you know, and then you got your five matches in there, but that helps out as well. That pads the record a little bit more, especially when you win here. But Saturday you're going to be down at Ulysses there, and you're going to see some, I think, kids from Colorado and Texas possibly there as well. And what are you looking forward to most over that tournament on Saturday?
Well, I'll have another match down there that'll be a kind of a reoccurring thing. There's a kid from Ulysses that should be a tough match. And it's hard telling, you know, what'll happen, but that'll be a big match as far as, you know, looking forward to the rest of the season. So,
all right. And what would you like to see with yourself here this year?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I feel like my big thing going in was to have more confidence all around the mat. And I think Saturday I'd never been that confident out on the mat and comfortable. I've always kind of struggled with that, being hesitant out there, and I didn't notice any of that Saturday, and I think that's a big thing for me this year.
All right, senior Cale Wheeler joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks as always, and good luck to you coming up there on Saturday.
Yep, thank you.
All right, once again, senior Cale Wheeler joining us here. We'll talk now with sophomore Houston Frank. He's bumped up a few weight classes from last year. You're growing quite a bit here. You're now at 160, but reflect back on your day there last Saturday at Hoxie.
I don't know. Had three matches that day. I don't know any of these kids in this new weight class. And then first two matches, first one, pinned the kid. It was pretty fast. Second one, pulled the win off right at the end. And third one, I got thrown, in finals match.
Yeah, that was a pretty good kid there from Hoxie there in the finals match. But it's your second year, of course, of high school wrestling. And do you feel like that it took a little while, maybe your freshman year to get going, and just kind of that next step there from your freshman to sophomore year, do you feel like that you made a lot of accomplishment?
I need to be more aggressive. I'm still kind of the same wrestler, very defensive.
Mm-hmm. And what are some things maybe that you thought you did well last, even Friday and Saturday?
I don't know. Not sure.
Won quite a bit, right?
Well, yeah, I won two. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, there you go. I mean, yeah, that's good. And what are some maybe adjustments that you've had to make, even with the different wrestling from 138 to 160?
It's a lot different. The ones at 138, they're fast. They're trying to go after you. 160, I'm getting thrown more.
Mm-hmm. Is it just try to match the power with power, maybe a little bit?
Maybe. I'm not exactly sure yet.
All right. What are some goals that you have as you move forward here, maybe even starting Saturday down at Ulysses?
My goals, win some more, be more aggressive, and have more confidence going into my matches.
That had to be pretty exciting being the second place as a team there at Hoxie on Saturday, didn't it?
Yep.
All right. Well, congratulations on a good start to the season, and good luck to you coming up here on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Houston Frank joining us here. And our next up, we have a wrestler from the girls' team, and she made her season debut last weekend at Goodland, Friday and Saturday. Jacqueline Garcia joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
Good.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining me here. And I know this is all new to you, but how's it been for you through the first three, 4 weeks of wrestling?
It's been fun, kind of. I get nervous because I've never done it.
Yeah. But do you feel like that you've learned a lot in a short amount of time?
Yes.
All right. Well, good, good. What's probably the most exciting part about wrestling so far?
I don't know. Just trying new moves. Still working on shooting.
What's probably your favorite move so far? What's been your go-to?
Well, I don't know. I just do whatever. Probably half-locked, the half-headlock.
Oh, there you go. That yeah. works. Yeah, but last Friday night, you got to taste the mat there for the first time. And then Saturday, what did you feel like that you made some strides from improvements from Friday night to Saturday?
I think I did. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, did you get a couple wins on Saturday? You got
two.
One, two. All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
What was that like when after your first win?
I was just happy.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And you go to Great Bend this weekend. I believe it is on Saturday. And what would you like to maybe see from yourself there?
Well, I'm not going to wrestle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But down the road here throughout this season, what would you like to see with wrestling?
Probably improve a lot more, get more wins.
All right. And hopefully things continue to work out here for you, Jacqueline. And congratulations on a good start to the season. Hope you're having fun with it. And good luck coming up here down the road.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Once again, it is freshman Jacqueline Garcia joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here on Mix 94.5 here. And now we bring on head coach Dakota Hayes here. And, well, congratulations, of course, from last week there with the addition of a baby boy. And, you know, it's pretty right at wrestling time, right? So you know he's going to be a natural wrestler.
Yeah, well, we can kind of hope, I suppose.
Yeah. No, but I think you have to be pretty excited about your season last Friday night going up to Goodland and taking care of business early on there, and Saturday with your varsity at Hoxie, second place finish, and you know a lot of unknowns going in, just the first tournament of the season, all the other kids at weight classes from other towns, but I know you had to be pretty excited about the start.
Yeah, no, I thought all the guys showed up, and even the gals, I mean, they showed up and they wrestled well. It was one of those things where I told them, I said, you know, this is first weekend out of the gate, and it's just kind of see where we're at, and it's one of those things where it's not really wins and losses right now. It's win, you know, you win and you learn instead of lose. So what can we learn? What can we take? And where can we improve on? So,
well, I thought there were some big matches early season, especially against Colby. And you'll see them quite a few times. You'll see Hoxie quite a few times, even though they're in a different classification. But to get the better end of some of those that were pretty important early on, I think that's really sets the tone for the season.
It does. I mean, we're going to see Colby a couple more times. They're in our league, and they'll probably be in our regionals. You know, Hoxie, we got a duel with them coming up later, and they'll be at a couple more tournaments that we're at. But to be able to come in and wrestle those high caliber of kids pretty well, and that's something to be able to be proud of. So.
And, you know, you had your three tournament champions there. We talked to one of them, Kay Wheeler, there. That was a big win in the finals there over the Colby kid. And you also had Colin McDaniel, who had a couple of squeakers, one-point wins there. But early in the season, knowing you'll face them quite a bit more. And then also Zach Rohrbaugh just taking care of business at 145 and a lot of second-place finishes as well.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I mean, those kids showed up. They were ready to wrestle. They had fun with it. And they stepped on the mat and they flipped the switch and they got done what needed to get done. You know, Colin, he had a couple close matches, but he kept himself composed and in those matches and knew what he needed to do at the right time to be able to win it. And Robaugh, he stepped up big and hit some good moves right when he needed to. And Cale, he just kind of walked, you know, not really walked through it, but he dominated. I mean, he was on a mission from the time that we showed up. And it's good to see that kind of, because we're talking about two seniors there. So yeah. Seeing that out of two seniors, it's promising. You know, they're setting the example and going out there and showing some of the younger kids, like, hey, this is what we need to get done, and this is what we're going to expect. And it's just, it's super promising to see.
And then even another senior, his first year out, I think he had some injuries his freshman year, and Josh Jacobson, and comes in Friday night, beats a state-ranked kid right off the bat, the 285-pounder from Goodland, that comes in and 1 point away from winning the tournament there on Saturday.
Yeah, he looked really good on the mat. You know, for being a big guy, we usually – bank on seeing a pretty boring match, and that's not a stab at any of them, but no. That's just the way they all wrestle. But, you know, he came in, and he did what he needed to do, and he just fell a little bit short right there. He couldn't collect that last point that he needed to, but for him not wrestling for the last couple of years and him being able to come out and wrestle at that high caliber, all of us coaches, we were kind of shocked. I mean, we're proud of him, and he did what needed to be done. So,
well, and then also you had your JV Goodland, who had a really good turnout there on Saturday as well, and first ever tournament for the girls there with the program there. Now you're up to 9 coming up here in the program this year, and that's pretty exciting. But looked like they had some great days as well from some of the individuals not stepping out on a mat before.
Yeah, no, we had a couple of great places. I mean, Michaela Miller, she wrestled really well. I think she went 4-0 on the day and got first. And we had a couple seconds, and Jacqueline got fourth. It was one of those things where we didn't want to take them to a varsity tournament just to kind of ease them into figuring out what they're doing. Those 9 girls, man, they're taking to it, and they're having fun at practice, and they're enjoying it, and I think every time I ask one of them, like, if they're having fun and all that stuff, they can pretty confidently tell you that they're enjoying it. So that's something that gets us excited.
Well, it has to be exciting too, how fast they've been able to learn the stuff. For a lot of them, they've never been around the sport before, even attempted wrestling. I know there's some with some experience that have been around before, but to be able to do the moves that they're able to do in 4 weeks and doing as much as they can do, that's quite an accomplishment.
It is. I mean, and we've all said this before, like, you know, if you're going to get into girls wrestling right now, now's the time. Mm-hmm. It's grown, it's taken off, and getting into it as a freshman is going to be something that's going to benefit you in the long run. The more mat time that you get, the more experience you get, the better you're going to be. And those girls, they're embracing it. I mean, they love every second of it, and us coaches are enjoying it too.
Well, Saturday, split again there. You'll take the varsity and JV boys to Ulysses there for that tournament, and the girls are going to go to Great Bend, I believe, if I remember seeing that right. So that'll be a good test for both the squads there on Saturday.
Yeah, there's going to be a couple good teams. I think they got Boys Ranch just coming back, and a couple Colorado's teams. And the girls are going to an awfully big Great Bend tournament. I mean, there's quite a few, because it's the Great Bend tournament's the JV boys and girls varsity tournament. Heck, they were talking about having possibly over 200 girls.
Wow.
Or something like that. I can't remember what the email said, but I'm ballparking it. But, you know, for them to be able to get there and see that big of a tournament and to kind of just see what it's all about and enjoy it and pick up some wins, they come out of there with a couple wins. I think that's something to be proud of.
That'll be fun there to see all the results there from Saturday. Once again, it is Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here, and Scott City off to a good start with wrestling this year. And thanks again, Coach, as always, here, and good luck to you guys coming up here on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. We appreciate it.